那我们在中文坛呢，我们这一段时间都在看以弗所书。
So in our Chinese congregation, we're looking at the book of Ephesians.
我们今天来到这个以弗所书第一章。
And today we still come to the first chapter of Ephesians.
第十一节到十四节。
Verse 11 to 14.
我们一起来把这段圣经来读一遍。
Let's read these verses together.
我们一起来读英文的啊。那中你不英文的不会读的话，周报上面有中文的，你可以跟着一起看。
So actually, let's read together in English. So if you're not able to read in English, we also have the Chinese version printed out in the bulletin today.And feel free to read the Chinese version if you prefer.
那打在上面的是第十一到十四节 NIV 的版本。
Projected on the wall, is NIV version, verse 11 to 14.
我们一起来。In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him, who works out everything in accordance of the purpose of his will.In order that we were the first might be, and you also,我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你早晨让我们有这个机会再一次来思考你的话，求主你来教导我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for gathering us again together here, to read your words and to ponder over your thoughts.
我们把以下的时间向你仰望，求主你与我们同在。
Lord, we give this time to you and please be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，明显的今天呢，我们这段经文一个焦点就是讲到这个基业。
So obviously, the focus, one of the focuses of our scripture today is this possession, this chosen.
然后在这个基业这个字呢，在第十一节出现。
So this word appears in verse 11.
然后在十四节又出现。
And again in verse 14.
十四节那边有一个小字。
In verse 14, there is this explanation.
他说这个圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎。
So it talks about the Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession.
那中文翻成神之名。
So in Chinese it was translated into the possession of God.
原文叫做产业。
And actually in the original Greek it was possession.
神的产业被赎。
And it was God's possession who were redeemed.
产业是什么东西？
What is possession?
这个基业和产业我就暂时当着是同一件事情，那是在讲什么？
So chosen and possession, what were they talking about?
一些我们属于我们的东西，是不是？
So things that belong to us, right?
也是我们所宝贵的东西。
And also things that we highly regard, right?
然后我们要把它传给下一代。
That we want to pass to the next generation.
那今天我们来看这个经文的时候，我们首先要想的是这个基业是什么。
So when we look at the verses today, we want to first think about what is the meaning of possession.
在讲到这个基业是什么的时候，这里有几个我们要看的这个事情啊。
So before I talk about what is possession, there are a couple of things that I want to mention.
你注意的话，这段经文呢有有两个字眼就是一个是 我们，一个是你们。
If you notice that there are two words in these verses, we and also you.
在11、12节的时候是在讲我们。
So in verse 11 and 12, it was talking about we.
这里说我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所议定的，叫他的荣耀从我们。 这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。So
it writes in him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him, who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were in the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory.
来到13、14节的时候，我们就变成你们了。And
when it comes to verse 13 and 14, we became you.
在13节他说，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。And
it writes, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory.
那我们来看的话, 11、12节这里的我们是指谁?
So when we take a look at we in verses 11 and 12, what is this we referring to?
然后他在12节那里说，从我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人。So
in verse 12, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ.
然后到了13节，他又说，你们既听见这真理的道，就是你们得救的福音。So
in verse 13, it continues, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation.
我们读以弗所书以后，就会发现到他在这里有强调有两批的人，一个是犹太人的信徒，一个是外邦人的信徒。So
when we read on to the book of Ephesians, we'll find that there are two groups of believers. One is the Jewish believers, and then the other group is the Gentile believers.
那首先在基督有
So those who first came to having hope in Christ are those are referring to those Jewish believers.
然后在13节的时候，他又说：“你们也听到了，你们也信了，然后你们也承受这个应许了。”
So in verse 13 it continues, and you have also heard, and you have also believed, and you have also inherited the gospel.
那就回到这个我们上个星期有讲的，在第10节的时候，在日期满足的时候，神要使天上地上一切所有的，在基督里归于一。And
this is a continuation of verse 10, which we talked about last week, that to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ, when the time comes.
所以当我们来到基督里面的时候，犹太人跟外邦人都同归于一，我们都一同得到这个基业。So
when we come and be united in Christ, both the Jewish people and the Gentile believers, we are united.
那我们在一起的时候，接下来讲到这个基业跟产业。
So when we are together, here we continue to talk about the inheritance and also the possession.
特别是在第11节，他说我们也在他里面。那你注意看中文有一个小字，叫成了基业。So
especially in verse 11, we are in him, and especially we have inherited the possession.
我这里要解释一下，你读 NIV 的话，它那边是说我们被拣选。So
I have to give you a little bit more explanation. In NIV version, it's talking about in him we were also chosen.
所以得基业哦哦，成了基业，在 NIV 的那边是说我们是被拣选。
So become inheritance according to NIV, it's referring to that we were chosen.
然后你读 ESV 的话，另外一个英文版本的话，它就说我们得到 inheritance, 得到这个基业啊。
And according to ESV translation, we have had the inheritance.
啊，这个字为什么是这样子啊？有两个版本不同的这个解释呢
？Why there are two versions of translation according to the two different versions?
成了基业。
So become the inheritance.
这个字有两个意思。
There are two meanings.
啊，一个是讲到说你在那里这个是自签，就是你抽签的意思。
So the first meaning is casting lots.
然后第二个意思是讲到这个基业财产。
And then the second meaning is the possession or inheritance.
为什么是这样子呢？他这里这个字就只是在这里出现，这是一个动词。他说我们在它里面成了基业。
And this is a verb, and then it only appears here, and we became this inheritance in him.
那这个字原来就是抽签的意思。
And the original meaning of this word is casting lot.
那抽签就是在原来的时候，他们不是那种，他们是用这个石头啊，扁的啊，平平的石头，然后这样子丢在地上，就好像我们这个flip the coin 的意思哈。但是他们一次不是一块石头，是好多块石头。
So in Jesus' time, when they were casting the lots, they used flat pebbles, and then they threw a bunch of pebbles, flat rocks on the ground.
特别在旧约，你看到很多他们就是来自谦，来看看神的心意是什么。有时候要来问说应该是要怎么做的时候，两个选择一个的时候，他们有时候会在神面前这个自谦。
In the Old Testament time, when they were seeking the will of the Lord, they would cast lot and then to see which option of the two is God's will.
那神会用这个方式来告诉人说应该怎么做。
And God is going to use this through this method to tell people what he wants them to do.
有时候我们会觉得抽签或者说这个用这个钱币来看一下是头啦，是花啦等等之类，是哪一面呢？然后你觉得这是靠运气啊
？And sometimes when we take look at casting lots or flipping the coins, we would regard this as trying your luck.
在这旧约在圣经里面，并不是说是要靠运气，看你分到什么东西啊，我看到你要怎么去做。
However, in Old Testament time, this is different.
比如说你有。在做学生的，你有两个大学要可以去啊。
For example, if you are a student and you have two colleges to choose from,
你 master 读完了，你申请这个 PhD, 然后有两个很好的学校可以去，然后你不晓得要怎么办。
So you have finished your master degree, and then there are two very good universities offering PhD programs to you, and you don't know which one to choose.
有没有人在家里面就是拿着一个钱币，然后说，如果是 head 的话，我就去这个学校；如果是 tail 的话，我去另外一个学校。
So are there any people in their home flipping the coins and then say, okay, if this is a head, I'm going to this university, and if it's a tail, I'm going to the other?
很多我们今天的观念讲到自谦的时候，是在讲到说我们就随便随随便便的
And so when we're talking about like flipping the coin or casting lots nowadays.We always refer to like random and then not very serious.
当初呢不是这个含义。
However, at that time it was different.
那重点不是说我们要靠运气，然后我们就看要是哪一个出来。
And the focus is not that we are relying on our luck and to see what actually comes out.
它的重点乃是说这不是人为的一个东西，这乃是神的决定。
And the focus is actually it's not a man-made decision, but a decision from the Lord.
那这个上面的图就是几块的这个平的石头。
And so the picture in the PowerPoint are the rocks for casting lots.
那实际上怎么操作，我们不是太清楚。
We're not really sure of how actually they perform it.
很可能他就好几块石头然后他丢了，如果全部都是反面的话，就表示某一个意思如果全部都是正面的话。可能就是另外一个神的意思。
So very likely, they have a bunch of rocks, And if all of them are tail, then it's one choice according to the will of God. And if it's all head, then it's another decision from the Lord.
箴言16章33节就这么说，他说这个铅放在怀里，定是由耶和华。
So according to Proverbs 16:33, the lot is cast into the laps, but every decision is from the Lord.
当人掷铅的时候，人无法掌控结果。
So when we are casting lot, we are not in control of the decision.
只有神能够掌控。
And the decision is only in God's hand.
所以在这个第十一节的时候，他在这里讲我们得了这个基业的那个动词，就是这一个掷铅的动词。
So in verse 11, this casting lot, this verb is also getting the inheritance, the words of the verb.
它有一个层面的意思是说，我们在它里面能够得到这个基业，不是我们人为的，也不是我们人能够做到的，而是神的作为。
That we have this inheritance is not because of our will, it's not man-made.But because of the doing of Christ, of the Lord.
那为什么说这个掷铅跟产业连在一起呢？
And why casting lot is linked with inheritance?
啊，你读旧约的话，你就知道以色列人是怎么得产业的。
And when you read the Old Testament, you will come to know how Israelites got their inheritance.
他进到迦南地的时候，进到迦南地要分地的时候，怎么分？
And when they came to the land of Canaan, how was the land divided?
你读耶稣雅记的话，他们掷铅。
So when you read Book of Joshua, they cast lot.
然后抽到谁得哪块地，谁就得那一块地。
And when the lot comes out, who is going to inherit which piece of land, and they were going to inherit that piece of land.
所以他们在那个得地的时候，得这个地业产业的时候。他的意思不是说我就满目的抽来的他的意思是说是神的意思透过这个抽签表明神的意思是神要我得这一块地。
So when they divided the land of Canaan, when they inherited their land, it wasn't out of random, but they knew that it was the Lord who made the decision.
所以在旧约里面慢慢这个掷铅跟这个产业也是连在一起的。
So little by little in the Old Testament time,Casting lot was linked to inheritance.
那这一个字就有两个意思，一个是讲到得到的产业，一个是讲到掷铅啊。
And that's how this word actually had two meanings. First was the inheritance, and also the second was casting lot.
我们看第十一节，接着他说什么呢？
So when we take a look, going back to verse 11, it continues to.
他说我们也在他里面成了基业，这原是那位按随己意行做万事的。
And in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will,
照着他旨意所预定的。所以他就说我们是在他里面被这个像抽签一样的而得到这个产业，这是按着神随己意行做万事的，也就是说他在那个签的后面所掌控一切的那一位神。
So we were in him, and according to his will we have the inheritance, and this will is predestined according to his plan who works out everything in conformity with his will.
那来到第十一节的话，老实说他没有这个抽签的这个意思在里头，但是他有一个意思说这是神所给我们的，不是我们能够凭自己得到的一个产业。
So in verse 11 it's talking about this is from God and it's not from us, and this is the inheritance that he has chosen for us.
那我们思想我们在基督里面得到的救恩也不就是这样子吗？
And let's think about the salvation that we have acquired through Jesus. Isn't it the same?
是神先来找我们。
And God looked for us in the first place.
是神差耶稣基督来到世上。
And God sent Jesus to the world.
是耶稣基督甘心走在十字架的道路上。
And Jesus, by his own will, walked on the road towards Calvary.
是耶稣基督成就这个救赎。
And Lord Jesus, he accomplished the salvation.
完全不是靠我们人能够做什么。
and not because of anything from us.
那他在这里说我们成了基业啊, 就是讲到说神使我们成为属于他的人。
And he says that we were chosen, which means that God has chosen us to be people that belong to him.
啊, 就好像我买了一份礼物,
that, for example, if I have bought this gift,
要给我的小孩,
to give it to my kids,
那这礼物, 我的小孩完全没有功劳,
and then they have nothing, they haven't done anything towards this gift.
这完全是我这里, 去买来的, 我用我赚的钱去买来的, 啊, 所以这一个救恩也是一样, 啊, 我们是没有什么功劳的。
And this gift was completely purchased with the money that I have made through my work. And likewise, this salvation has nothing to do with us.
那我们接下来, 啊, 再看几个字, 啊, 我们先来思考一下这个, 你在13节呢, 我们看到另外三个字很重要, 一个是听, 一个是信, 啊, 一个是受印记。
Let's continue to several other words. So in verse 13, we notice several important words. First is heard, and then the second is believed. And also, I continue with the third one marked with a seal.
我们读前面刚刚在前面的时候讲到说我们在基督里面成了基业的时候, 那重点是讲到说这个救恩不是我们赚来的,
so
也不是靠着我们可以得来的。
So in the previous verse, we saw that we were chosen, which means that this inheritance isn't something that we worked for, that we have earned through our own work, but through God.
来到13节的时候, 我们看到说, 虽然不是我们赚来的, 虽然不是靠我们的行为去得来的, 但是我们也要去, 听这个福音, 我们也要去信从基督来领受这个印记。
However, in verse 13, it says that even if this is not something that we have earned by ourselves, we still have to listen to this. We have heard this gospel, and we have to believe in this gospel and be marked with a seal.
我们基督徒, 啊, 我们每一位还没信主的人, 啊, 我们都需要听到这个福音, 来信从这个基督, 然后才能够领受圣灵为印记。
Every Christian, we have to hear this gospel first and to believe in this gospel and to receive this seal.
他特别是说听什么呢?
And what are we listening to?
听从这个真理的道。
We have to hear this gospel of truth.
这真理的道就是得救的福音。
And this, the word of truth is a gospel of your salvation.
啊, 今天我跟大家讲的这个很基本的这个, 救恩的道理。
So today, what I'm talking to you is the fundamental of the gospel, and so probably you have already known this.
但是很多时候我们可能忽略了。But
many a time we might have neglected it.
一个人怎么信耶稣的?
How we believe in Jesus.
首先要听真理的道。First
to hear this true the word of truth.
你要能够听到神的真理是什么。
You have to hear, you have to listen to what the truth of the Lord is.
我们信耶稣, 我们信主, 我们信神, 必须要明白他的真道, 而信从他的真道。
Before we can believe in the Lord, before we can believe in God and Christ, we have to hear his words.
你单单看到某某人, 他的生活, 他的这个, 生活的见证很好, 他很爱人, 看到某某的基督徒, 看到Paul跟Alice, 怎么那么关心我, 那我很感动, 我要信, 那个还不算是信, 啊, 你只是被他们感动而已。
So only looking at believers' life, for example, Paul and Alice, how they loved other people, this is not enough.
啊, 你又听到某某人的这个, 见证啊, 他怎么病得医治, 这个见证很好, 我很感动, 我要信, 这还不是真的信, 你, 那只是一个好的见证, 我们真的要信的话, 必须要从神的话里面来信。
So when you heard someone's good testament, testimony, and you hear, okay, he was ill, but then was healed, this is also a very good testimony. However, this is not the truth. We have to listen to the truth. We have to hear the truth before we can believe.
所以我们有寿喜班，我们寿喜班已经开始了第一次啊。那今天是第二次，做个广告。等一下我们有第二堂的这个寿喜班啊。如果你第一次没来的话，第二次来，然后我们再补第一次的哈。So
here I'm going to do a little advertisement for the baptism class. This is the second week. We have already had the first week. If you're willing to be baptized, so I'm here just to make this advertisement for that.
那为什么要有寿喜班？ 寿喜班就是要确定说你是真的明白什么叫信耶稣。Why
do we have to have this baptism class? It is a class to confirm why you are willing to believe in Christ.
你真的是信从这个真理的道。
That you are really truly believing in this true, the word of truth.
我们不是只是说，哦，我父母是这个信耶稣的，我也要信。
Not just because, oh, my parents are believers, so that's why I want to be a believer.
我们也不是说某某人为我祷告了20年，我很感动，我今天就来信。
And not just because someone has been praying for me for 20 years, and I was so touched, so that's why I today want to make this decision to become a believer as well.
我们更不是说来了安娜堡之后没人关心我，只有你来，每个星期来找我啊，我就要信啊。
And not because the pastor, well, when I come to Ann Arbor, you are the only one who cares for me, pastor, so that's why I'm coming here to believe.
这些都很好，这些都能够让我们能够说我对这个信仰有兴趣，那还不至于叫做信福音。
These are really good things, and these actually attract us to the gospel. However, these are not gospel.
我们也不是说过去十几年来我都知道 这个耶稣只是我都没信他，但是这十几年来，我的感觉神对我保守很大，然后到今天我能够在这里有这么好的这个生活，那我为了感恩我信耶稣。And
it's also not because of for the past dozens of years I have been blessed by Jesus, and I know that Jesus has been doing such great things for me, so that's why I'm coming here. To be baptized.
这些都是很好的，这些都可以帮助我们说我们想要更认识耶稣是谁，但是这一些都不能够成为我们这个真正能够得救的原因。And
these are really good things. These things help us and attract us to getting know better about Jesus. But these are not the true reason why we actually believe in him.
我们要信福音，我们就要来听这个真理的道。
Before we can believe in the gospel, we have to listen to the word of truth.
我们要知道真理在讲什么。
We have to understand what the truth is about.
然后我们要信这样的一位的基督。
And we have to believe in such Jesus Christ.
所以我们受洗班呢，我们就会讲什么叫信耶稣。
And so in the baptism class, we're talking about what does it mean to believe in Jesus.
我很少有机会这样子讲，我今天就很 简单的跟大家讲一下。
I don't really have a lot of opportunities to talk in this, so that's why I'm spending this time to talk to you about this.
今天的信息很简单。
And the message of today is very simple.
大家都大部分人都知道，但是我还是要讲。
And I know that the majority of you have already known this, but I still want to talk about it.
你上个星期来上课的话，你就会看到我在这个白板上面画了一个三角形。
So last week, if you came to the class, you would notice that I drew this triangle on the whiteboard.
三角形有三个角.
So triangle has three corners.
上面的是神.
The top one is God.
下面的两个，一个是人.
So the bottom two, one of them is man.
一个是罪.
And the other is sin.
你要信耶稣，你要对神、对人。 对罪这三方面要认识清楚。
So for you to believe in God, you have to have a really clear understanding of God, of man, and of sin.
信耶稣是我们人跟神的一个关系。
So believe in God is a relationship between man and God.
有些人，我发现有一些人呢，他对这个信仰有兴趣，但是他对神没有兴趣。
And some people I found that they are interested in religion, but they are not interested in God.
他对基督教有兴趣，但是他对神没有兴趣。
They are interested in Christianity, but they are not interested in God.
他你说这是怎么回事？他对这个神上面的那一个脚是没有兴趣的，他主要就是说我跟这个罪，我怎么能够做一个更好的人。
So they are not interested in God, but their focus is on how can I deal with the problem of sin and how can I be a better person。
就是说他不是太关心他跟神的关系，他是呢，他觉得基督教有一个好的，就能够帮助我做一个更好的人，所以他把基督教当成一个什么，当成一个能够修身养性的一个宗教。
So they are not really interested in God, but they think that Christianity can help them to be a better person, and they treat Christianity as a philosophy, as something that they can use to live a better life and to be a better person.
然后他对跟神要建立这个关系没有太大的兴趣。
And they are not interested in establishing a deeper relationship with God.
这不叫信耶稣。
This is not believe in Christ.
这个只是说你把这个基督教当成是一个修身养性的一个方式，让你做一个更好的人。
And this is just when you regard Christianity.As a method to improve yourself for self-improvement.
所以这样的人如果说所谓的信了耶稣之后所在意的就是说我的人生怎么样更好。
So when these people came to believe in Christianity, their focus is on how can they improve their own life.
我能够怎么样能够做一个更好的丈夫，做一个更好的妻子，做一个更好的父母，但是对跟神的关系没有太大的兴趣。
How can they become a better husband, a better wife, a better parent? And they're not really interested in the relationship between them and God.
这就为什么有些人他看到某基督徒的见证，觉得这个见证真好，我也要像他那样子，但是他对神一点兴趣都没有。
That's why when some people heard the testimony and they admired this testimony, but they are not interested in establishing this relationship with God.
那在这里他讲到的是我们成为神的基业，我们是属神的，是跟神的一个关系。
So here they were talking about, the verses are referring to they were chosen and they were inheritance of God, how they are related to this God.
而我们要信主，我们要得救，是要透过听到真理的道，听到神的话，然后我们从神的话那里，我们认识了，我们顺服了，我们去遵行。
That they have to hear the word of truth, and that they have to believe in the word of truth, and that they are going to believe in this true God.
那这个关系也不是说那好我就去在祷告当中来寻求神，神告诉我要怎么得救。
And this relationship is not just about okay, so I'm going to seek God in my prayers and God is going to reveal to me.
那所以我要这个神，但是我不要这个圣经，我只需要亲自从神那里听。
So I only want to have this God, but I don't want to read the Bible, and I just want to listen to his word directly from him.
这也不是这么说，他是说乃是真理的道，乃是直到神在圣经上的话语。
And this is not what the meaning of these verses is talking about the word of truth and the word from God.
所以他听见这个真理的道，就是叫我们得救的这个福音呢，我们就信了基督。
So after they have heard the word of truth, which is the gospel of salvation, then they believed in Christ.
我们所相信的是耶稣基督。
So what they believe, what we believe is Jesus Christ.
当我们信了他之后，就会领受所应许的圣灵为印记。
After we have believed in him, we're going to receive this mark, of this seal, this mark, which is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在每个基督徒身上都有这个印记。
And Holy Spirit has this seal on every one of us, every Christian.
罗马书第八章说，神的灵与我们心同证，我们是神的儿女。
So according to chapter 8 of Romans, the Spirit of God in our heart, they proclaim together that we are His.
当我们很沮丧，当我们碰到很多困难的时候，我们是属神的人，我们在我们的生命当中有这个圣灵， 他就会在我们内心当中安慰我们说我们是神的儿女。
So when we're in difficulties and we're downcast, this Holy Spirit, who is the seal of our hearts, it reminds us that we are God's and He is going to get us through it.
圣灵会用神的话、圣经的话来感动我们。
And Holy Spirit is going to use the word of God and also the word of the Bible, to change our hearts.
来提醒我们。
And to remind us.
来催逼我们。
And to urge us.
那我信主的时候，我跟大家讲过啊。我信主的之后呢，我不晓得为什么我特别对我这个人讲话背后的动机特别的敏感。
So after I was converted, I don't really remember if I've told you yet. After I was converted, I was so sensitive to the motive after my own speech.
好像里面就有一个东西在那边到处。把我这个内心里面的动机指出来。
And there is something in me that points out my motivations to me, of whatever I was speaking.
啊，我讲了一句话，然后里面就有这种感觉说，你看你现在讲的这句话背后的动机实在不讨神喜悦。
And so there is a voice, after I speak something, there is a voice reminding me.That, okay, so the reason why you say this is not really pleasing to God.
我当初在这个婚姻的这个关系，我年初的跟大家讲过，我们僵到一个地步的时候，我们在那快走不下去的时候，我开始有一些不讨神喜悦的这个想法的时候，里面就有这个圣灵的感动在里头说，你怎么可以这样子？
So when I've shared with you before that when I was in my the difficulty of my marriage, and so to an extent that I have this this thoughts which are very unpleasing to God, and there is this reminder in my heart. How can you think about this?
你难道不知道耶稣基督早就为你死在十字架上吗？
Don't you know that Jesus has already died for you on the cross?
那很多很多的时候，圣灵在我们心中的催逼，在我们心中的提醒，乃是一个印记。
So a lot of the times, the Holy Spirit its urges and its also reminders in our hearts are the seal of the Holy Spirit.
我们成为神的一个财产，将来要被赎的。
We are inheritance of God, and He is going to redeem us in the future.
而神把圣灵放在我们生命当中，是要来。陶造我们，好让我们的生命能够成为圣洁，讨他的喜悦。
So God has put this Holy Spirit in our heart so that He can mold us and that we can be pleasing to Him.
我们再怎么逃呢？神的灵在我们的生命里头都会抓住我们不放。
And regardless how hard we escape from Him, we run away from Him, He is going to capture us.
有时候你听我讲到。大部分的时候可能没感觉，那有时候有感觉的不是因为我的口才好，乃是神的话，圣灵在你的心中来感动的。
So, you always listen to my sermons, and sometimes you feel this touch in your heart. This is not because I'm eloquent in my speech, but because Holy Spirit has used my speech to touch your heart.
这个我知道，因为在 Kansas City 我在读神学院的时候，就有已经有好几个人提醒我说，像我这样子要成为牧师，需要神很大的恩典。
This I have already known for a long time, and because in Kansas City when I was in seminary, I've heard many a time this reminder to me that if you really want to be a pastor, you have to experience this huge grace from God.
像我这样的一个人呢，也感谢神啊，就让我不得不就靠着神的话，试着按着神的话来讲，我不敢讲别的我就讲不出来了。
So, and a person like such as me, and I have to really rely on the grace of God and just preaching His words, because other than that, I don't know what to say.
昨天晚上我们爱家读这个以赛亚书，以赛亚书前面四章把我们罪人讲得很糟。
So last night, the Agape Fellowship, we're reading the book of Isaiah, and the first four chapters were describing sinners so sinful.
我是什么人？我怎么敢在哀家的这个每一个人面前那边责备每一个人呢？
So who I am? How dare I to scold all the brothers and sisters in the Agape Fellowship?
我只能说圣经的话这么讲，所以我就按着圣经的话来责备每一个人。
And the only thing that I can say is that okay, so the word of God is written like this. So according to His word, I'm going to remind you, scold you, every one of you.
那哀家的人怎么会坐在那边听我讲？这一个人，这个工作经验都没有他们多啊。
So how can the brothers and sisters of Agape Fellowship actually sit there and listen to me, who does not have as many years of working experience as they do?
人生的这个经验，这个岁数也没他们高啊。
And life's experience not comparable to them in terms of life's experience, or my age.
但是有神的灵在他们生命里头，知道说这是神的话。
But the Spirit of God was working in them and allowing them, making them know that this is the Word of God and that they have to listen.
所以什么叫信耶稣？信耶稣就是当我们读到神的话，我们明白了神是谁，我们明白了罪是什么，我们明白我们自己的光景。
So what is believing in Christ? Believing in Christ is to read the Word of the Lord. And to know this Lord, and to know us, and also to know the sin.
我们就愿意相信耶稣基督，因为他为我们成就这个救恩。
And that we're willing to believe in Jesus, that he has accomplished the salvation for us.
我们信了这位耶稣基督之后，他就赐给我们这个圣灵，在我们生命里面成为我们的印记，不断地提醒我们，我们是属他的。我们要听他的话。
That we believe in this Jesus, that His Holy Spirit is going to be, is given us as the seal, that we are going to follow Him and listen to Him.
他会来催促我们。
He is going to urge us.
他的目的就是让我们能够成为圣洁。
And His purpose is that we can be holy.
这也就是在以弗所书第一章前面讲的，神在创世以前就有这个旨意拣选我们，目的最终的目的要我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And this is the purpose of the book of Ephesians, that God, before the creation of the world, He has chosen us, that we can finally become holy and be to Him.
最终呢，是要叫神的恩典得到成长。
That the final purpose is to the praise of His glory.
是叫神的荣耀得到成长。
That for the praise of His glory.
我们属于神的。
We belong to God.
我们属于神的，这是一个很宝贵的信息。
And we belong to God. This is such a precious message.
很多人认为说我们是属于我们自己。
Many people think that we belong to ourselves.
我们是属于我们自己，是一个很孤单的一个感觉。
The notion that we belong to ourselves is such a lonely notion.
因为我们掌控不了自己的生命。
Because we're not able to control our own lives.
我们也掌控不了老板的这个决定。
We're not able to control the decision of our boss.
GM 一下来这个消息要 lay off 的时候，我们也掌控不了。
And when GM pronounced this, this layoff, we're not able to control anything about it.
The U of Michigan 讲说这个 funding 没了啊，下个月就要取消的这个 project 的时候，我们也掌控不了。
And when UFM claimed that because you don't have any funding and we're going to discontinue this project, there's nothing that we can control.
我们信主的人，我们是属神的。
However, we believers, we belong to Lord.
我们有神会带领。有神会来看顾。
And God is going to lead us, and God is going to take care of us.
只要我们愿意承认我们这个罪人，我们愿意承认我们的罪啊，来转向归向耶稣基督。
Only if we are willing to acknowledge our sins and acknowledge that we are sinners and to turn to Jesus.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主你赐给我们救恩。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for you have given us this, this blessing of salvation.
这个救恩不是一个简简单单的事。
The salvation is not an easy thing.
你在创世以前就预定好，叫我们要得着这救恩。
Before the creation of this world, you have already predestined that we are going to inherit this salvation.
你差你的爱子耶稣基督。
You sent your only beloved Son Jesus.
为我们钉十字架，死在十字架上。
To be crucified on the cross for us.
让我们能够从过犯中得救赎。
That we can have this salvation from our sins.
我们从最终得救赎，我们的过犯可以得到赦免。
That we may be saved from our sins and from our transgressions.
这一切都是你自始至终你的作为。
And this is the deeds from the beginning to the end of you.
我们不能靠自己，我们也无法靠自己得救。
Lord, we cannot rely on ourselves, and we cannot rely on ourselves to be saved.
但是我们可以去听，我们可以去明白，我们可以来信靠耶稣基督。
But we can listen and hear, and we can understand, and we can believe in Jesus.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把你宝贵的圣灵也赐在我们生命中。
You have given us this precious Holy Spirit in our lives.
在我们生活当中多般的来督促，多般的来教导我们，来带领我们。
That in every aspect of our life, you instructed us, and you also urged us and lead us.
我们在这里特别恳求主你在开启我们在我们当中还没认识你的福音朋友。
Lord, today we especially ask you to open the hearts of those unbelievers among us.
基督教在这里，我们教会在这里，不是只是帮助我们有一个更好的生活，乃是帮助我们有一个与神的关系。
And Christianity, and also our church, is not just to help us to have a better life, but to have a better relationship with God.
让我们一生能够属于你。
That our entire life can belong to you.
感谢你祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.